telling you, not as a virgin voice up here. I'm telling you as one who's really made some stupid moves for 32 years. I've always expected to, when I prayed for people, to have an instantaneous miracle. That doesn't always happen, but healing and amending always happens, and they start getting better. I prayed for a lady at Brother Foster's. Watch, his ears are going to get, they're going to open more and more and more and more. As your faith is, be it unto you. I prayed for a lady at Brother Foster's, preacher's wife right here. She come up, she had a hemorrhage in her eye. And she was looking at me with her eye, and I said, what's the matter? She says, I can't hardly see out of my eye. I said, well, let's believe God. See, here's what I always say, and I'm going to leave you with this. If Jesus were here, and you asked him to help you or fix you, would he fix you? Or would he say, you don't have enough faith, come back later? Or would he say, no, you're learning so much about the love of God, I'm going to let your guts and your pancreas fall out in the street. Everybody that I've ever talked to across this nation has said, he'd heal me. So I prayed for the lady. Didn't feel nothing. I said, how you doing? She does this, like a TV thing. She goes, well, I said, hold it. This is not TV. This is not TBN. You do not have to lie. Tell me the truth. Are you any better? She goes, yeah, I'm a little bit better. I said, good. That means the gift of healing has already started. Let's pray a second time. We prayed a second time. Didn't feel nothing. I said, how you feeling now? She goes, boy, I can see a lot better. I said, by the weekend or so, you'll be completely well. Brother Foster calls me Monday evening and says, you know that preacher's wife you prayed for? Said Friday night. Said Saturday she was vacuuming the house, and all of a sudden, her right eye popped open, and she went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, this is impossible. You have a new blood vessel behind your eye. Amen. Now, let's just, before I leave, okay, we were doing so. You folks that got prayed for. Okay, now put your hands down. You that got prayed for, are you any better at all? Look, could we get a hand clap right now? Is there anybody in the house that's all better? One, two, three. Let me leave you with this, and I'm going home. Proverbs 26 and 2. As the sparrow flies from the nest, as the bird flies in the heavens. Listen carefully. So the curse shall not causeless come. I want you to take that scripture to heart. What he's saying is, sickness and disease is a curse. Jesus carried the curse for us and was made a curse for us. If the curse of sickness or disease comes on you, it cannot come without a cause. The curse shall not causeless come. If you get prayed for and you don't get better, then you need to take it as a personal situation and say, okay, God, I'm going to take inventory. Do I have a bad attitude? Am I cheating God out of money? Am I doing what I'm supposed to? Do I have resentment or bitterness or anger or frustration or criticism? There's a zenith of things that you have to start asking for this reason. For all these years, I prayed for people, okay, and I pray for you and I pray for you to get the Holy Ghost. If they've repented, they don't even need to be baptized to get the Holy Ghost. Now, they need to get baptized to be right with God, but they don't need to get baptized to get the Holy Ghost. But you got to repent and believe God. When I pray for these girls, if they don't get the Holy Ghost, I want to know what the cause is. And I'll start asking them, are you practicing sin? Are you doing something immoral? Are you doing something vile? Have you got a habit or something? You have to find out, because it's God's will for them to have the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute, let's turn the other side. I go to pray for these people and they don't get healed. It's just as much will to be healed as it is to be saved. So I start asking them, not publicly, privately, what's the cause? You'll be surprised. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm not honest about this. I have an attitude about this. Because once you, it's like a chiropractor. Once you get the vertebrae lined up, you walk right. Once you get the issues lined up with God, nothing can stop. And if you go to pray and you find out there's no attitude, and there's no unforgiveness, and there's no tithing that you're stealing, and then there's only one other issue it can be. Your adversary is the original terrorist. He is invaded, and now you're going to have to make him leave. That's why, listen carefully, I'm closing, I'm sorry. When in Luke 13, when this lady walked up in the synagogue, who was stove over and bent over, remember, she couldn't look up. You know what Jesus did? Had he been a chiropractor, he would have looked and said, fourth and fifth lumbar is twisted. Sciatic nerve is pinched. That's why you got pain going down your leg. You got a bulging disc, number 4 and 5 is bulging. He would have been right. But when Jesus diagnosed him, come here, young man. Come here. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything bad to you. I'm just using you for an example. Come up a little closer. So when Jesus did, here's what the doctor does. He goes like this. He feels the neck. He feels the spine, lumbars. Okay. And he knows what he's going to do. But when Jesus did it, he diagnosed him, the lady, spiritually. She come up and he went like this. Whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And when he dealt with the demon behind the disease disappeared and she straightened up. See, your adversary will try to play in your life somewhere. That doesn't mean you got a devil. Doesn't mean you're demon-possessed. But it could mean that a demon has laid hold on an area of your life, and that's what's crippling you. That's what's hindering you. God, you've got to believe me, God didn't give you that stuff. Amen. You've got to walk out of here saying, God's good, devil bad. God heals, devil brings disease. See, there was no disease in Genesis 1 and 2. And there's no disease in Revelation 21 and 22. Disease came from disobedience in Genesis 3. And when he disobeyed, here come disease and here come death. Don't you understand what disease is? Disease is death in small payments. What did Jesus do? 14 times. He healed them. He healed every one of them. He healed them all. He laid his hands on every one of them. He made everyone, every whit whole. Why? Because he was the kingdom of God being manifested, and that stuff doesn't exist in the kingdom of God. See, that's why my book is out there, and I'm not trying to sell a book, but that's a powerful book. It changed our church. I just had it finished. Power Encounters. 5 hours of teaching that Moses couldn't bring anybody out of bondage because he had talked to a burning bush. He brought him out of bondage because he had more power than the magicians had. It was a power encounter. It was a clash between two kingdoms. Elijah couldn't turn the whole nation of Israel back to God because he happened to talk with God and do 40-day fasts and do all that. That didn't work. He just got there on Mount Carmel like they do on TV. Let's get ready to rumble. What did he say? Okay, you want to play church? Fine. The God that answers by fire, he's the God. And even the false prophet said, man, you get a demonstration around here, we'll know that he's God. And those prophets, read it, 1 Kings 18, they jumped, it looked like a Pentecostal church. They jumped up and down on a sacrifice, cut themselves, screamed, whistled, hollered, carried, prophesied. Watch. But there was no God to answer. Elijah steps up and says, come here, let me show you what a real God can do. And he builds the altar and he prays just a few words and pow! When the fire falls, everybody turns around and said, the Lord, he's God. See, you ain't going to convince anybody because you can point to your favorite scripture. The Mormons can point to theirs. And the Jehovah's Witnesses will point to theirs. And the Roman Catholic Church will point to theirs. See, you're just one of the ninnies on the block. We've got our scripture. And then all of a sudden, Jesus shows up, and what does he do? He's a walking power encounter. Everywhere he goes, when he finds death, you got to go. When he finds disease, we're putting up with this no longer. When he found anybody that was demon possessed, you got to come out of them right now. Why? Because he clashed. Because it's, see, the whole issue is the kingdom of God clashing with the kingdom of evil. Whichever one is superior wins. Now, when you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got the kingdom of God in you. You know what you're supposed to be doing? Expressing it, manifesting it. You got to stop being afraid. Throw your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I want to thank you for this tremendous assembly and for the receptivity and responsiveness, and for a feeling in my heart that the word of God penetrated deep into people's hearts.